Well, hi, Morning Star Travelers. Welcome to another message of going where we have not been before. This message is going to be a combination of several messages the Lord has been giving me. The first one, of course, is you need to really study the one on the blood covenant, because there's not much teaching on it, and what is being taught isn't very good. It doesn't really give you any comprehension about what covenant is all about. It's something the Holy Spirit has to reveal to you. And the other message is kind of a three-part message on the temple, which I haven't really sent that message out yet, but I will. It's about Jesus talking about how the temple is going to be destroyed. Then he declares he's the temple. And then he goes in and he cleanses the temple. It's all about what does that mean now in regards to what is the temple, since he is the last temple and we are his temple. And right now that is what the Holy Spirit is doing, is cleansing his temple. So in being blood brothers in blood covenant with Jesus, we're in covenant. Covenant means we're giving our all to one another. You're in covenant means you gave your all. We cut covenant with Jesus. He gave us his all. He poured out it all so that we could receive the fullness of all he had. And the only way you can partake of that is for you pouring out your all and giving back all that you are to him. So I think I'm just going to read some of what I've written here, and I'll be posting this because I'm calling this message Joint Heirs versus Tiny Minds. Blood brothers of the covenant, joint heirs with Jesus. We're heirs to all Jesus has. He gave us his all. So in covenant, we give him our all. This is how covenant works. Two parties giving their all. Not a tenth. That's not covenant relationship. The minute you want to talk about giving a tenth, you disqualified yourself from being in covenant. You determined that you're not worthy, but that you're unable or unwilling to give your all. You're tiny-minded with your tenth. You downgraded yourself to being a dog settling for scraps under the table, instead of sitting at the table as a joint heir. Now you can only partake of crumbs. So if you are also claiming that the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just, then you certainly defrauded yourself. You settled for scraps from sinners instead of the wealth from being an heir of all Jesus owns. You're super tiny-minded. Plus, the just are living by faith in what Jesus has done and provided. Those looking at wealth from sinners have no faith. Your faith is in sinners. So, you have exempt yourself from being a joint heir. You accounted the blood of the covenant an unholy thing by claiming wealth from sinners. What a downgrade. What a tiny mind. Jesus is cleansing his temples, whose temple you are. He's throwing out the money changers in his body. His body is a house of prayer, not a den of thieves. His body is one mind. They are partakers of his holiness, his blood. His temple is consecrated and cleansed from being beggar-minded, tiny mind, tenth-minded. We are one body, one mind, sharing in His riches of His kingdom. Covenant relationship is having all things common. When you are party to the resources, well, when you're in covenant, when you are partaking of the covenant resources, overdraft automatically kicks in when your resources run out. Jesus starts providing His covenant blood brothers with His resources coming from heavenly places where there is no lack. There is no lack from heavenly places. That's where the storehouse is located. That's where covenant brothers operate from by faith in that they're in blood covenant. Jesus gave His all. What are you giving? Are you even in covenant? Or did you disqualify yourself by your tiny mind of giving next to nothing? Because you can only reap what you are sowing. So, dear friends, the last point of this message is the cycle of woes and plagues are orchestrated to accomplish what? Because we're in that cycle now. We're moving into the next woe. You're moving your faith to a new level of faith of receiving more of what Jesus already paid for and promised. That's what the cycle of woes is for. To move your faith to a new level of being fully persuaded that you are in covenant relationship, so Jesus is going to show up and honor His word to you. So, what is the last woe that's coming? Friend, the last woe or plague is leading to you having no money. Will you be able to stand by faith in covenant provision when you have zero access to money? If you can't see that that's where all these woes are headed, you are totally walking by sight and you will be destroyed. So guess what? The just shall be living by faith. And the scripture the Lord just gave me before I started this was Acts 3:6. Because today the people, the so-called church, would say this is a negative confession. But this is where you better get. That Peter said, I said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. I better be filled up with the Holy Ghost, operating with the gifts of the Spirit, sanctified by the blood of the Lamb, knowing I'm cutting covenant, blood covenant with Jesus, and His resources are mine because we got all things common. We're not Ananias and Sapphira trying to keep our own. So, friends, study these messages and grow your faith and get ready for, the next woe because it's on its way. And there is a footnote to this message, but you can read the message to find out how witty I am with my witty comments. And if you need prayer, call the prayer line. And remember, the just shall live by faith. God bless.